Coming up today on Chatabout, there's always something going on at Sanford Center. Sheila Murphy, the executive director, is in to talk about a busy summer and some great stuff happening this fall. Chatabout sponsored by Beltrami Electric Cooperative, First National Bank Bemidji, and the Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good.
Good. Thanks for having me. Again.
Great to have you back. Boy, so much stuff continues to go on. Let's just recap summer. You had a ton of stuff happening even in the summertime.
We did. Well, the whole year. I mean, we had REO Speedwagon in March and then Alice Cooper. We've had weddings, conferences. I mean, it's Babe's Burnout Car Show, our inaugural. That was awesome. Had like 3,200 people come in.
Yeah.
With the dyno burner. I'm not a car person, but it was pretty cool to watch all the tires spin. And yeah, no, it was really fun. So we've been busy having fun.
Well, you know, we were hanging out there too, and I was surprised from the moment the morning started, there mm-hmm. were people,
yeah.
lots of people
yeah.
at that show.
Yeah, they did. We had expected maybe we were going to have 1,500 to 2,000. We know we had 3,200 that we counted. So that, wow. you know. People who snuck in on the sides we didn't catch. So yeah, no, it was a great day, and had some great music, and just had a lot of fun, a lot of cool cars, and we'll be doing it again next year for sure.
No doubt. Well, one of the things that has been talked about a lot since your company took over mm-hmm. Operations at the Sanford Center is how active it has gotten there. So what is your philosophy? What are you trying to accomplish?
Wow. Such a deep question.
I know.
Well, I mean, my philosophy is there's no reason to have an empty building. I mean, our job is to do events. And if we can do an event, we will. And obviously, we don't want to do events and not make money. Obviously, that's yeah. the ultimate goal is to make money, especially being that this is a city building and, you know, this could get really serious and deep. But, you know, it is a taxpayer's money that goes into that building. So we want to make sure that we're not spending the taxpayers' money, you know, in a bad way. We want to make it a good way. And we want to do community events. We want to do fun events that people want to come to. You know, we did the Guns and Hoses, which was the boxing event with first responders. It's a charity event. We're trying to build on that, doing the car show, trying to bring in more conventions, conferences, concerts. You know, if we're not doing an event or planning an event, I'm not doing my job.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I do, so...
One of the things about conferences, most mm-hmm. of us hanging out in Bemidji on a regular basis aren't going to know about that.
Right.
But there is activity going on in that building that most of us don't even know.
No, definitely. I mean, it's funny because when I do hear people talk about, oh, you know, there's nothing going on over there in the summers, I'm like, oh, would you like to see our calendar and our schedule? Yes, there is. You know, the Sanford Center isn't just the arena. We have the convention center side, the conference center side. And we've constantly have either meetings or weddings, conferences going on, conventions, dinners, lunches. I mean, it's really nonstop, which is it's great. There's always something going on in the building. So and we've got a lot more coming up, too, which is great. So we've got the MRCTI, you and I just kind of talking about it, which is the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiatives. Huge convention mayors from all over up and down the Mississippi Rivers are going to be here. Sanford Center is kind of their home base.
Wow.
Okay. So that's in September, which is great. We have the Diocese of Crookston's coming in to do a youth fellowship. I can't even think of everything because yeah. like the calendar is honestly is so full, which is exciting.
It's very, so, very yeah. exciting. Well, without giving away any company secrets, how do you lure a guy like Alice Cooper or Jeff Dunham or whoever? How do you lure them to Bemidji, Minnesota to do a show?
That's a company secret. No. You know, honestly, for me, when I came in here, and one of the reasons why I was hired here is because I have a relationship with a lot of the promoters. And these are promoters I've dealt with for 7, 10, 15 years, just depending on which one. And, you know, I came in and just said, hey, this is a really cool town and take a chance on us. And, you know, we're a smaller building in the big scheme of things. You know, we're not a 60,000 person stadium. We're not bringing Taylor Swift or Jonas Brothers in. Not bringing Jelly Roll. Just saw a sold out concert elsewhere. I was like, oh, that'd be great. You know, but we can still bring in some great acts like Alice Cooper, like REO Speedwagon, like Jeff Dunham. And they just need to, we needed to reeducate the promoters and remind them that the Sanford Center's here, Bemidji's here. You know, we do have a great demographic here. And then people just needed to come and buy tickets so that they come back. Yeah. And they have. I mean, it was a slow start. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was a little rough at the beginning with, and I got a little scared on a couple of the first couple concerts. And, but you know, the promoters are seeing that tickets are being bought and if they're going to make money, they're going to come back. And so that's just building those relationships and, you know, letting people know we're really awesome here, which we are.
I think the other thing that, you know, those of us who follow realize, it, but a lot of people probably don't, you know, you build a building and you think that you hire people and they just come in and they run it. But there are actual companies, one of which you work for.
Right.
That's their job is to run venues.
Right. Yeah.
And does that corporate, does that help, like, bring acts into Bemidji, for example?
It does. I mean, always having Big Brother is a good thing. You know, I'm on weekly booking calls with all the other buildings. And so, you know, if, and then we have our corporate people who are dealing with the agents, dealing with the tours, and, you know, they'll come to us and say, hey, we've got such and such is looking for buildings. And we put in the offers and, you know, if we, maybe we get it, maybe we don't, but even if we don't get it, it's also reminding people that we do have a building here and we let them know this is what we can do here. And and that's really has been helpful. And we're looking at trying to get like some wrestling here, or like a, I think it's AEW, the All Elite Wrestling. And they have a contract with ASM, my company. And so that gives us a little better chance of being able to pull them in into here, that if we weren't with the company, we probably wouldn't have as good of a chance.
How many venues does ASM oversee?
Over 350 worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I think we're in six countries. And yeah, I used to know the statistics, but it's actually changed. We actually have more visitors in our buildings than Disney had come through their doors.
Okay.
So yeah, and we have a lot of the major NFL stadiums, and it's honestly pretty awesome company. It's a little, wow. There's a few times where I kind of look back and go, wow, I'm a part of this. This is global. It is really amazing. I mean, we have buildings in Australia and Singapore and
wow.
Abu Dhabi and England. And yeah, I'm like, it's crazy.
So what's the closest one to Bemidji?
Oh, you would ask me that. US Bank Stadium, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, just down the road.
Just down the road. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, so. They had a few things going on this summer, too.
Nah, you know, a couple little things, you know. And they just, I want to say, I think they were just named like the number one NFL stadium, if I remember correctly, or
yes.
Within the top. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And if you haven't been there, go. It's pretty cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah. We're actually going there this weekend.
What's it? Some Taylor somebody was there recently. Couldn't talk her into
Smith, couldn't
talk her into coming up north a couple,
you know,
hours, huh?
Yeah, we tried. We just couldn't quite raise the money for it. Yeah. One of my staff members is two of them are huge Jonas Brothers fans, and she keeps pushing me on that. So if anyone has, you know, $1 million they'd like to sponsor the concert, she'd love it.
All right, there you go, folks, sitting around with me.
And we're done.
$1 million to burning a hole in your pocket. Contact Sheila. We can get the Jonas Brothers here. You've got just a list of a bunch of stuff that's happening this fall.
I know, we do. It's great. Should I just start listing them off?
Well, let's start with the rodeo. I think is the rodeo the first one?
It is, yeah. So the rodeo is going to be our first event of the quote-unquote season, because our season usually goes kind of September to April. So this is the Minnesota Rodeo Association Finals. This is like the real deal. These are the professional guys who are, this is how they make their living. So that's going to be the last weekend of September, the 29th, 30th, and 1st. We are really excited about this because this is a 3-year partnership with them. They want us to become their home. So in order to happen, we need people to come. You know, we want to show them that this is the place to be. It's really perfect location because we're right in between all the states that they, because they'll actually have people from North Dakota, from Wisconsin, all over Minnesota. This is like, I mean, this is huge.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're, I mean, they have bull riding, bronco riding, women's bronco riding. They just added calf roping, barrel racing, something else, a bunch of horses and cows and bulls. And you can't call them rodeo clowns. They're not rodeo clowns. I got schooled in that the other day. They're called bullfighters. So they have bullfighters.
Okay.
It's going to be really, really exciting. Okay. And very dirty.
And I think the cool thing about this, tell us about the process to make a rodeo in the Sanford Center when you've already put the ice down.
So for those who don't know, the ice is going down this week. So we will cover it with ice decking, which is like a kind of a plywood type. And then we will put 6 inches of dirt over that. And it'll be tractored in and hauled in and spread out. And then when the rodeo's done, we'll take a tractor and push it all out and clean everything up and clean up the ice, shave it down, and make it fresh. So I make it sound a lot easier than it actually is.
Yes.
But no, it is quite a process. Honestly, I'm hoping that we get some kind of a GoPro to really watch it, because our first 2 weeks of October are crazy. We've got the rodeo, and then we're going to take it out, take all the dirt out, put the ice decking, clean that up because that's going to have a lot of dirt on it. And then we go to Jeff Dunham. This way, I'll just go through the list.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, we go to Jeff Dunham. Great show. You know, if you have not seen this man, you need to come see it. Ticket prices, it's the same ticket prices for every place in the building. He does this every show he does. So, there's not a bad seat in the house.
No.
But those tickets are, I mean, those are going pretty fast. I was surprised. So, and then we go into women's hockey. The next day, so BSU women's hockey is on 6th and 7th, their opener. And then we go back to the ice decking. I'm going through my head on this. Back to the ice decking. And then we have Dwight Yoakam on the 12th. Dwight Yoakam and the Mavericks. Going to be a great concert.
Oh, that'll be a good show.
Oh, it's going to be an awesome show. Another one of those that's selling really fast. This has been our best-selling show so far. Like, as far as the number of tickets and the speed, it's great. And then the very next day on that is the icebreaker with BSU. And they're playing Wisconsin on Friday and West Point on Saturday. So, and we're going to do some tailgating for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be great. And you've got the Blue Hawks Marathon going on the same weekend. And it sounds crazy. It sounds chaotic. It probably is a little bit, but. You know, that's our life, and that's how we love it. So,
is your staff ready for this?
I add staff so that when I lose them, I have a backup. This will be the first. You know, it's funny you do ask that, because last year was really kind of the first season that a lot of my staff had done concerts. You know, we had a lot of new staff. I have more new staff this year. And this season is going to be even crazier than last. I mean, this is what I would call a true season for an arena and conference center, with the amount we have going on in both sides.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they are ready, but they're going to do it. I mean, I've got a rock star crew, and now we'll have a few nights, so we'll shed some tears, spill some blood. Have a few people fall asleep. I mean, there'll probably be a few. I mean, there are nights that I don't think people realize that, like, our staff sleeps there sometimes.
Yeah.
They have, I mean, Bobby, who's my assistant general manager, I always have to give him a shout out. I don't know how many times I've walked out at 2 a.m. after a concert and come back in at 7 or 8 the next morning, and he's still there. He's either worked overnight or he just crashed on the couch for a couple hours because we had to convert to a convention or a trade show mean, these guys work. They work really hard.
Yeah.
So
I think you should get a GoPro. I would love to see that. Yeah. 2-week stretch, yeah, whatever it is.
No, and I think it'd be really cool. I think if I can find somebody who can like let us use one and just put it up in the catwalk or something and just watch that transition from, you know, ice. Well, the ice is going in right now, so kind of miss that, but the covering the ice and the dirt and taking it off and putting the stage up and taking the stage down, and yeah, it's fun.
Well, at least for concerts, you don't have to keep putting dirt in. I mean,
that is true.
Well, and I'm really interested in something you were telling me, a big event you got coming in 2024.
Yeah,
you just signed the deal, right?
We did. We just signed the contract yesterday, so now I feel like I can talk about it. So it's called Unicon 24. 21, 20 something. I keep thinking 24, but it's a 21st one.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So what it is, it's the International Unicycle Convention.
Okay.
And so in the summer of 2024, unicycles are taking over Bemidji. This really is a citywide event. We are the presenting sponsor for it. They're going to be doing all their parties there. They are having competitions and races. And I believe they're even going to try like a flaming hockey puck game on unicycles. I mean, it's gonna be absolutely wild. But it's so they haven't been back in the States in like 20 years. Last year they were in Paris, and this next year they're gonna be in Bemidji.
So from Paris to Bemidji, Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, how cool is that? Yes. That they chose us to do that.
And,
so,
and that's next
July. Yeah, July okay. of 24. So. Yeah.
So how many crazy unicyclists are going to be in town?
Thousands, from what I understand.
Wow.
Yeah, from what the way they explain it, I mean, and from all over the world. So it's going to be, you know, and just like doing crazy things, and they're going to loop the lake. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be a really cool event, a little crazy. I'm thinking we're going to, you know, roads are going to be packed.
Yeah.
They're housing at BSU. Like I said, it's a community event. They're going to be housing at BSU. You know, the city's helping. Visit Bemidji's helping. You know, we're doing our part. Yeah, it's
Unicon 21.
Yeah, I think it's
summer of 2024 in Bemidji, Minnesota.
Yeah,
interesting.
I know. I never thought I'd be hosting a unicycle convention in my NL, so this is a new one.
All right. Anything else we need to talk about before we call it?
Oh, I'm trying to think, but I think we got quite most of it.
Yeah.
I mean, hockey, you know, hockey, for those who are hockey fans, the season tickets are renewals right now. We're going to be doing individual seats are going to be going on sale. I want to say next week, I think, we start the individual tickets.
Okay.
So, you know, come and support. Definitely come support BSU Hockey. And hopefully I'm going to have a couple more announcements in the next couple weeks. So
okay.
I've got we've got three holds for three different types of events. And fingers crossed we get at least one of them. So
okay.
be a lot of fun. I like being able to have those little announcements last minute. So.
Well, those are fun.
They are.
They're fun. People,
they are.
It gets people buzzing. Sheila Murphy is the executive director of the Sanford Center that is getting ready for a really wild late September, October stretch that I hopefully will be able to watch on their website at some point. Sheila,
definitely.
Thanks for being here. It was great having you, as always.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to come in.
Chatabout has been sponsored by Beltrami Electric Cooperative, First National Bank Bemidji, and the Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji. Tomorrow we'll find out about healthcare career exploration with Hannah Chandler of Sanford Health. Thank you for joining us on Chatabout.